views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Hope you still are. Tuesday, March 18th, 2014. 71st show since being in the YNTF studio. Welcome to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Currently airing on It's Your Radio, Route 1 Radio, BestAfterDark.com, Transformation Talk Radio, WBLQ AM 1230, and audio graded. Toll free number 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. Tweet me at AndrewTweetGio. We got a tweet from James Smith. I think it was a fire in the wheel. Pilots were chased out of the cockpit by heat and smoke. He tweeted me about the Malaysian air flight. Thanks for the tweet, James, and for your theory on what might have happened. Email me, website, all coming. Come up on. This song is Mindless. No, it's called The Video. It's by Mindless Self-Indulgence. The small band. My co-worker said, you're coming with me. Small band in Jersey. I really hope I don't get hurt. It's one of those bands where you're in this small location and everyone's on you, but you're having the best time of your life. Just please, rules of a rock concert, especially that small. No hats, cell phones in your front pockets at all times. And kind of put your hands on your side, because if you touch the wrong place, someone might look at you crazy. Phone screener Howard Forrest, producer Mary Claire Saniskalki, voiceover personality Moon Summer, my spectator, my father Teddy Giordano, and I'm your host, Joe Andrew. Welcome to the second hour of the program. Who gambles? I'm not a gambler. I'm not. Okay. I'll go to the machine and I'll push it, and hopefully I'll win $30. My brother, he likes the gambling. Hey, he wins some, he loses some. But I choose not to. But there are many people who do like to go and gamble. And I don't think there's anything wrong. If you want to give away your money, it's fine. I call a donation to the state that you're in. Well, to give us some insight on a casino, behind the scenes, and maybe she can help us win some money, because, you know, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt to win some money. I don't think it hurts, at least. Winning money is not a bad thing. You know, a few dollars here and a few Benjamins there. I'll take everything into consideration. All right? That's what I want to do. So joining me on my program, she's a professional blackjack dealer for 16 years, former casino employee. She is ready to help us keep their money a little while longer. She's the author of the book, and she sent it to us, and I thank her for it. The Casino Through a Dealer's Eye, Strategies for Success. She is Connie Allen on my phone line. Connie, welcome to the ONG News Talk Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Connie,
I
have
you. Look forward to it.
I have your book in my hand, and I have to say I'm going to start reading it as soon as possible, but I did skim through it a little bit, and we're going to get to the book a little bit later in the conversation. I first want to ask you, what made you decide to be a blackjack dealer?
Back in 1996, I live in Cincinnati, Ohio, and shortly, I don't live too far away from the borderline of Indiana. And they passed the rights to have casinos in their state. So we knew that they were going to be hiring blackjack dealers. and it was free of charge. So we went to school for 8 weeks, 5 days a week for 4 hours a day to become one. And then if you passed the audition, then you were hired. So I love people, and I just knew that this was going to be like in a party atmosphere and meeting new people every day. So I thought, well, what do I have to lose? And I got hired, and the rest is history. I became one, loved it, every minute of it, until the day I retired. And I retired only because I couldn't publish my book through conflict of interest as long as I was a conceded dealer. So I had to leave in hopes, and I didn't even know if it was going to be published, but I got a great compliment from Tate Publishing, who are the ones who published my book for me, and they told me that out of new authors, they only accept 4% of new authors, and 4% out of 100, and I was one of the 4% that they accepted. So the book cost around $50,000 to get published, and I didn't have to pay for it. They paid for it because they told me they truly believed in my book. And after they read the book, they also said that they thought it's a very interesting book, a very easy read book, and that they tried to keep it as cheap as possible so people could afford to buy it. It's only $7.99. And the only thing I say about the book to people is that even if you were able to get just one good piece of information from the book, you would more than get your investment back from purchasing the book. So hopefully you'll get a lot more from the book than just one good piece of information. But after 16 years of being a blackjack dealer, I have a lot of experience in it. And my reason for writing the book was because of my players. And there's no other book out there like this one, none. And it's a very easy read. It's only 64 pages. And it's got a lot of helpful information for the novice players.
So you went to school for blackjack for 8 weeks. Were they looking for experience? In other words, if you're good with numbers, you had experience playing cards, or you can be a fresh, you know, off the block kind of guy or kind of girl, and this might be your new career, and hopefully you get accepted to it.
Exactly. That was where I was at.
That was it. Okay.
Yes, you did have to know how to count, but it's funny because we even had accountants in there who, for whatever reason, you freeze. I mean, you only have to count to 21, and you'd be amazed that people, when you put those numbers of those cards down, a 6, a 5, a 7, or whatever, it's like, okay, now I've lost what I actually had there, you know. So they teach you how to pair the cards up in order to count really fast. And it just comes with experience, you know. So
now, do you think at times what they were teaching you might have kind of given you better odds than the person coming to your table? They try to make it like, all right, you have a better chance of winning than those coming, or it was always about probability, always about what we don't know what's going to happen. You might win, you might lose. It's all about luck.
So you're saying that as a blackjack dealer, if I came as a player, I would have better chances of winning than the person who didn't have that? Okay. No, not really. The reason, well, let's say it's 50-50. Even an experienced blackjack player has that advantage like a blackjack dealer because they've been playing for a long time. However, the experienced blackjack dealers, experienced blackjack players would have to agree with me when I say that it's very risky to sit down at a blackjack table with novice players who don't know much about blackjack. Because back in 1996, when I first came on board, I was told that the only one responsible for a win or lose at the table is the very last spot, which is third base. And everybody would say, well, you have to be a really good third baseman in order to play there, you know. Well, I believed that in the beginning because I was gullible. But after all of those years of watching the table, I realized that that was not true. That was a statement being made by somebody. And there was only one person all through my whole 16 years that I ever saw play that But, and nobody ever played it like him. What he did was he told his players, I want to tell you how I play this last spot. I play this spot based on what all of you do. Now, if someone takes a card they shouldn't have taken, and I'm sitting on a seven, and you took my card, don't get upset, but I'm sitting on my seven. I'm not hitting it because I'm playing because of how you played. If you played correctly and I have a seven, yes, I will hit my seven. But if you have a 16 and the dealer has a bust card up and you took a card, which would have been my card, then I don't want to take the dealer's card because we don't know what it is. So I'm waving it off. So telling you up front, this is how I play. And if you don't like it, I guess you're going to have to go to another table. He is the only one. So because we only had one in my 16 years of 5 days a week ever played like that, I have then realized over the course of the years that every person sitting at the table is responsible for how the turnout of that hand is going to be. The casino and dealer, when so many hands, even if you play and you know what you're doing, but to play by hunchback and novice and won't listen to other players, then, yeah, the dealer is going to win quite a few more than the average that she should be winning. So basically for myself, I don't really sit at a blackjack table anymore because of seeing this for all this time. I go play slots, or I'll play the carnival games that they're called in casinos. I'll play those because nobody else can affect your hand by those type of games to play. So if a novice player comes to the table and they say, I just want to let you all know I'm new at this. I want to play the game. I want to learn, but I need help. Could you just help me? Oh, my God. They'll get so much help. In fact, maybe too much help, because everybody realizes that, thank goodness he spoke up and said that he was a novice player, because they want to help you so you don't help lose their money for them. So if you're willing to listen to them, then that is best for the whole table. And if you don't listen to them and you play by a hunchback, which I've had some of them say, this is my money, I'll play it the way I want to play it. And, hey, that is so true. However, if you're going to do that, if there is a table with a dealer standing there by herself, then maybe go and try to play that dealer one-on-one. And that way you only have yourself to worry about if you're going to win or lose. Okay, so that is the pros and cons of at a blackjack table for experienced players playing with novice people and for novice playing with experienced people.
Right now we are speaking with Connie Allen. She is a blackjack dealer, casino expert, and the author of The Casino Through a Dealer's Eyes, Strategies for Success. Again, like I already said, Connie, I am not a gambler. I just can't seem to go and just, okay, I'm going to win today. And then I just end up coming out with common webs. But you did mail me your book, and I thank you for it. It is called, again, The Casinos Through a Dealer's Eyes, Strategies for Success. And when I was looking through your book, I did see a really interesting chapter. It's called Slots and Which Ones Could Make You a Winner. Some people like me really don't go to the tables, don't have much experience, but the slots are pretty self-explanatory. So what can you say about these slots that could make me a winner?
Well, without giving too much away in the book for those who like to play slots, it would not be beneficial to share those tips. But what I can say about them is, there's two things you want to look for in when you're going to the slot machines. One is, if you see somebody who has been playing on that slot machine for a rather long period of time and you see them get up, then you might want to invest $20 in the machine to see if it's still paying off. Why? Because a machine's only going to pay off for a certain period of time. Eventually, it's got to go cold because the casinos wouldn't be in business if they allowed that machine to pay off 24/7. So you know eventually that that person, if they had been playing at that machine for a long period of time, that not only did they win, they pretty much played back all their credits. And depending on how much money they're willing to deposit into that machine is how long they, of course, sit there. Now, I say that usually when they walk away, most of the time they're walking away a loser if they've been sitting there for a long period of time. If you invest $20 in that machine, once they get up and you get your investment back, I would ticket that out and I would put another $10 in. And if it takes your money, then I would walk to another machine because apparently she either walked away, maybe she spent all her money and she put more in, and maybe she hit some nice sizable sum of money and decided she wasn't going to give that back, so she could have taken that out and walked with it. There's many reasons somebody leaves their machine, but I know you should only invest $20 into the machine. And if you, again, get your investment back and even hopefully some more, then take that and put that in your pocket and invest $10 more into the machine and hoping that it will either pay off for you. And if it doesn't, then you know that it's still in its cold mode. And unless you have deep pockets and you want to stay there and wait for it to come back to paying off again, then I would walk to another machine. So a lot of people, what they'll do, because turns out that your casinos have so many now. At one time, years ago, they never had very many ATM machines. But now, I think everywhere you turn in a casino, you will see an ATM machine. And for some reason, they are, when you ask for cash, especially if you say $100, you get a $100 bill most of the time. And that's strategy on their marketing and success, because they know that you're so anxious to get back to that machine that you'll put the whole $100 into the machine. It's better for you now to either go to one of those changers and get 20s for your money and don't rush so fast to the slot machine to see if, you know, I mean, somebody can save your slot machine if you've got a good one. But don't put the $100 in there, you know, feed it sparatively, because it's just too easy to say, okay, I'm going to ticket out here in a few moments, you know, and before you know it, the few moments is now not needed to ticket out anymore because you've already played all the credits. So those are some of the tips I can give you. There's several more that are in the book that are enjoyable to read.
And I hope my audience will be able to get your book. It, again, it's called The Casino Through a Dealer's Eyes, Strategies for Success, or how I would title it, How is the Fastest Way Not to Lose Your Money? I'm just kidding, Connie. I am.
You're right.
Connie.
Well, the rest of that for the website, if they want to go on it, because we also have the ebook that you can download. It's still the same thing. The website is The Casino Through a Dealer's Eyes, but just add .tate, T-A-T-E, author.com, and that will take you to my website. However, you'll find it on Barnes & Noble. You'll find it on Amazon. You'll find it on eBay. You'll find it if you Google The Casino Through a Dealer's Eyes. It'll come up on the search engine. So there's many ways to find it, and I think that, again, there's so much valuable information in there for my 16 years of taking notes and realizing that there's, as I share on my other radio interviews too, is that there's two questions usually the audience is asking that I try to answer for them. And I'm not psychic, but I can pretty much tell you that your audience is thinking these questions, is that one, with so many casino books out there in this world today, what makes me think that mine's going to be any better? And the other question would be, so you wrote this book, but what's in it for me? I mean, why do you think I would benefit from this book? So what I did was I thought of a couple of things that would probably help. One of them is I was trying to help you increase your knowledge of a casino, and I also was trying to help a person to help them to keep their money and have it last longer. As we all know, when you get into a casino, it goes so fast that it would be nice to stretch it a little longer in hopes that you can get it to turn around in your favor before you run out of money. So it shares with you about that. And it's also, I give tips, a few tips on the slot machines and on the blackjack games. And even though this is a novice book for beginners and those who don't know much about blackjack, it is also, part of it is about for experienced players too, because I did strategical work on the table for like 3 to 4 years on how, what would happen if somebody walked into the table of a good shoe, what happens on the first three hands out of a shoe that a dealer shuffles, and how you win and how you lose on those three hands. And it's over 90% of the time that if you follow those strategies that I give you in the book, you will win. But I only tell people to please only do it if they're winning and not when they're losing. Because if you're winning, you're more apt to take a gamble. If you're losing, just watch what I say in the book, how to do it, and then you will see for yourself that what I'm saying, over 90% of the time, if you follow those rules that I said in the book, you will win. So, but it's almost only on the first three hands out of a shuffled shoe. I did that for 3 to 4 years, 5 days a week and 8 hours of the day, watching this over and over and over again. That's why I was able to put it in the book, because I know it does work, but I just don't want someone to do it because there's this very good chance that you would try it on that 1% time that it wasn't going to work for you. So, but if you watch it while you're playing and you'd say, well, gee, if I was winning and I followed the strategy that she said, then let's see what I have won or lost. So it's very interesting. I have pointed it out to numerous people when I was working, how this strategy that I have to how you help somebody win. I mean, it isn't any different than somebody counting cards. In a casino, counting cards is legal, but the casino can also ask you to leave the casino if they know you are counting cards. And usually if somebody is winning quite a bit, they usually find out how much you bought in for, and then they average that by how much you won. And then if they think you're counting cards or you're cheating in any way by capping your bet or whatever, then surveillance then zooms in on the table and zooms in on you personally, and then they follow you around the whole casino until they can 150% know for sure that you're counting cards or cheating. So,
well, they won't be following me. I don't think they will. I don't think they'll be following me much. I mean, personally, I have to get in there and put my cards down. Connie Allen, blackjack dealer, casino expert, and author of The Casino Through a Dealer's Eyes, Strategies for Success. Connie, thanks for being on the radio program and giving us your insight on how to, strategies, how to play, and what to do and not to do. And hope we can see you on the program very soon.
I'd love to. And thank you so much for having me. I enjoy it all the time when I come on the radio shows.
No problem.
Thank you. And don't forget, everybody, to go out and buy the book. You won't be sorry.
You won't be sorry. Thanks, Connie. Really appreciate it.
Won't be sorry. Hey.
Connie Allen, blackjack dealer, casino expert. Again, I feel rich already. I didn't even start playing yet. Be right back. Want your calls. Do you believe gambling should be legal or illegal in your state or in the United States? Don't leave that behind.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
What is endometriosis? Where does it come from? How do you get it? All of these questions will be answered this month because it's Endometriosis Awareness Month. Endometriosis is a female health disorder. 176 million women have endometriosis. That's 1 out of 100. We here on the program this month are doing something. We have teamed up with organizations like Knockout Endo and Endo Warriors to try to fight and knock out endometriosis. Anytime I post something on our Radio Life page, my personal Facebook page, Twitter feed, Instagram feed, that's endometriosis related. When you comment, retweet, like, favorite, $1 will go to endometriosis awareness. When you call in this program, $1 will go to endometriosis awareness. The fact is, there is no known cause or cure. Let's change that. Let's make 1 out of 100 to 0 out of 100. Get up, join us, aware, educate, and knock out endometriosis. This Endometriosis Awareness Month.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Every day, over 1 billion new web pages are created. How do you sift through all the noise? TheNeeds.com is your friend on the web that knows your tastes and picks the best news, travel, fashion, food, sports, and more, and brings them all to you in one beautiful package. TheNeeds.com is your personalized discovery platform that lets you explore the best of the web, tailored just for you, on mobile and desktop. TheNeeds.com is smart, simple, and free. Try it today at TheNeeds.com or download the new iOS app from the App Store. TheNeeds.com. Your web reimagined.
Not all superheroes wear capes. Most wear jeans or sweaters or suits, just like ordinary people, because that's what they are. They are the 1.2 million members of Rotary, men and women whose superpowers are the capacity to care and the desire to make the world better. So the next time you need a superhero, don't look in the sky. Look in the mirror. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary. Humanity in motion.
Are you looking for in-store music for your business? Today, Jamendo Music can be heard in more than 3,500 businesses, restaurants, hotels, chains of stores in the world, with more than 20,000 hours of music broadcasted every day. Visit Jamendo.pro now and discover our quality music channels. Easy to use and immediately available.
Jamendo.pro. Free music for all.
Jamendo Pro guarantees the most attractive rates with no fees to pay to collective rights societies. Jamendo.pro, free music for all.
Taking a picture is easy, and we love to know where you are listening. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS. We are now accessing the YoAndrew Vault. Former Louisiana Governor Buddy Romer.
Of just a third-party candidate, now they're becoming someone that a lot of people are discussing and talking about and putting it in their decision of who should be the president of the United States.
The first person after this election, either late tonight or tomorrow when we know who's going to win, my prayer is that they will mention the word reform and say that I'm not going to stand for business as usual, that America is too important than that. Man, I'd love for that to happen.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
Oh, almost done. Tell you what, I'm in this dancing groove. I want to go to the casino. I do. I want to go dancing, and I want to go gamble a bit. I'm an expert now. I'm lying to myself. I'm not. Gambling was never my strong suit. It's funny, my mom and my brother love gambling. Well, don't love it, like they're obsessed with it. But when they do go, all right, they, you know, spend some money here and there. Me and my dad, when we went to Atlantic City once, it's sad. We were looking like, what's the easiest machine in a nice corner so no one's looking at us? Okay, that's it. All right, that's what we're going to, the 5-cent machine. And we lost some money. Hopefully, Connie Allen can help us out. 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687. At Andrew Tweet Geo. Yo Andrew at YoAndrewNTS.com. I want to get into a conversation. Do you believe gambling should be legal or illegal in your state or in the United States? It's a pretty broad conversation. Because when you look at the question, you're going to have those who enjoy gambling. It creates jobs. It does bring services and goods. So it stimulates the economy in your state and in the country. It gives the reason for someone to spend money that they wouldn't spend before. It creates creates other places around it. Amusement parks, car services, travel expenses, all this going on. Then you have those, that group, who doesn't like gambling. Gambling becomes an addiction. It actually hurts the economy because what it does is you spend all your money on this casino, and if you really don't know what you're doing, you lose your money. And then what you do? When you run out of money, you start creating a lot of problems, and then you lose your family, and then you might have a child. So that might hurt the economy. Other times, a lot of poor communities, low-income communities, instead of improving their community by bringing stores and creating jobs and rising education, what you're doing is you're creating a brand new addiction, and you're knocking down all these homes and putting this big casino up. That might not fix the problem that was existing there for such a long time. So there's a lot of pros and there's a lot of cons on why you might enjoy gambling or why you might not enjoy it so much. Here in New York, gambling has been a fun conversation. Andrew Cuomo, our governor, he's always on the edge when it comes to gambling. He becomes a progressive where, you know what, gambling's good. It's something new. If it creates revenue in our state, I like it. I want it. And then you kind of see him go off of it. Okay, maybe I'm not so sure. In Coney Island, they wanted to bring casinos. That didn't happen. I just read a report today that they might want to bring casinos to airports. And they're waiting for Albany to approve it. So there's always a conversation of the casinos, always the good and the bad and the definite ugly. But I want your calls and I want your tweets. What do you think? Gambling. Do you think it's legal? Do you think it should be illegal? Personally, if you maintain gambling, if you maintain it, if no one's abusing the power of gambling in the area, and it's not killing any jobs, if it's bringing jobs, it's bringing money, and no one's being hurt by it, then it's fine. We do see gambling commercials all the time come out. You know, if you know someone who might have an addiction to gambling, please tell them. Because there might be someone that actually does. Again, we can't go up to someone and say, you can't gamble. I mean, if it's there, if you're handing it to them, here it is. I'm giving you the right to gamble. The right to spend your money that you earned. If you, again, I'll say it again. Where's your money going? How's your money being used? And how your money is being used around you? Your money's going to the casino. Your money is being used on services and goods around it, or it might be used to give someone else your money. And how your money is affecting you? Well, that's it. That's the question. And when it comes to the question of should be illegal. If you saw someone that gambling affected them in a bad way, you might disagree with it. If you see that gambling has really put a huge effect on you, all right, okay, not a problem. That's what it comes down to. But you know where your money's going. You know how your money's being used, how your money's being affected around you. You know it. It's not like we're giving money to the government. We have no idea where it's going. Oh, believe me. I've been there. I've seen it. Why is these guys taking all my money? So, you see, in your check? You have no idea, but you know. You walk into the floor. You got a $10 bill in your hand. And if you want to, you can. If I see a casino really telling you should do this, you should gamble, I don't think that's right. And that's when it comes to the whole part of should be illegal. But if you see, we would like you to come and you can join yourselves, have a great time, you have the choice not to do it. But again, if you see a growing problem of addiction, well, then that's a problem. That means we can fix it. And if we see that we can't have it, then we have to get rid of it. Think about it. It's like Congress, okay? I believe in term limits. I believe that a congressman should only be allowed to serve at a seat in Washington, D.C. for a certain amount of time. And after that time period, they're not allowed to go and reelect themselves again. Same goes for the president. Same goes for many positions in many companies. The reason? Abuse of power. If no one abused their power and everyone was able to do what's right for the American people, to a congressman's perspective, to a president's perspective, and to do the right thing for a company, we probably wouldn't need term limits. With casinos, do we have to take away casinos? Do we have to make them illegal in certain states? If someone comes in there and's not coming with strategy or logic and not doing the three simple points. Of how your money's being used, how it's affecting you, then yeah. So think about it. It is a privilege to be able to have a certain amount of money. Money that you earned. You can do whatever you want with your money. But if you have no higher authority keeping track of everything that's going on, it's going to hurt somebody. If you see a casino abusing their power on the goods and services they're giving up, that becomes now the whole illegal conversation. So I believe that gambling can be legal as long as it's maintained properly, it's giving out goods and services, and if there is someone who does have an addiction, we need to find a way to prevent that and hopefully have decreasing statistics in the next several years. Again, I brought on Connie on the program to speak about gambling, and some of you might like to gamble, and you might go out there tomorrow, this weekend, the warmer weather's coming. Spring's next week, you want to go to Atlantic City, you want to go to Las Vegas, you want to go to a casino close by you, you might like her. You might disagree, you might say, you know what, Andrew, I'm against it, I had a bad experience with it, and I believe no one should go through what I went through, so I want it all gone, and we should respect your opinion also. Sound clip of wisdom is up next. We take a clip from the movie Jobs with Ashton Kutcher, a motivational type of clip this time around. Be right back.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
My name is Dr. Howard Dinowitz. I'm a practicing podiatrist for near 30 years in the borough of Brooklyn. If you come to our office, we're going to take care of a multitude of all the foot problems that can affect your feet. We take care of painful ingrown nails, painful heels, painful arthritic condition, diabetic conditions, running injuries, sports-related injuries, overuse injuries, skin problems, anything that affects the foot from geriatrics to pediatrics and everybody in between. We're going to educate you. We're going to give you the comfort zone in going forward and everything that you need. Our philosophy is to be non-invasive and non-surgical. Anything it takes to educate you, to address the problem, and have you leaving knowing that everything was taken care of, we'll do.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Every day, over a billion new web pages are created. How do you sift through all the noise? TheNeeds.com is your friend on the web that knows your tastes and picks the best news, travel, fashion, food, sports, and more, and brings them all to you in one beautiful package. TheNeeds.com is your personalized discovery platform that lets you explore the best of the web, tailored just for you, on mobile and desktop. TheNeeds.com is smart, simple, and free. Try it today at TheNeeds.com or download the new iOS app from the App Store. TheNeeds.com, your web reimagined.
Not all superheroes wear capes. Most wear jeans or sweaters or suits, just like ordinary people, because that's what they are. They are the 1.2 million members of Rotary, men and women whose superpowers are the capacity to care and the desire to make the world better. So the next time you need a superhero, don't look in the sky, look in the mirror. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Are you looking for in-store music for your business? Today, Jamendo Music can be heard in more than 3,500 businesses, restaurants, hotels, chains of stores in the world, with more than 20,000 hours of music broadcasted every day. Visit Jamendo.pro now and discover our quality music channels, easy to use and immediately available.
Jamendo.pro, free music for all.
Jamendo Pro guarantees the most attractive rates with no fees to pay to collective rights societies. Jamendo.pro, free music for all.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at AndrewTweetGeo.
What is endometriosis? Where does it come from? How do you get it? All of these questions will be answered this month, because it's Endometriosis Awareness Month. Endometriosis is a female health disorder. 176 million women have endometriosis. That's one out of 100. We here on the program this month are doing something. We have teamed up with organizations like Knockout Endo and Endo Warriors to try to fight and knock out endometriosis. Anytime I post something on our Radio Like page, my personal Facebook page, Twitter feed, Instagram feed, that's endometriosis related, when you comment, retweet, like, favorite, $1 will go to endometriosis awareness. When you call in this program, $1 will go to endometriosis awareness. The fact is, there is no known cause or cure. Let's change that. Let's make 1 out of 100 to 0 out of 100. Get up. Join us. Aware, educate, and knock out endometriosis this Endometriosis Awareness Month. Apparently my phone screener, Howard Forrest, loves gambling. He tweeted at me, "I love to gamble and it should be legal in all states." All right, I'm going to write that down. And I will direct your message to the right department. Hopefully they'll get back to you. No, I'm kidding. And who knows? Some people love gambling. They love spending out their money. I call it charity. Your state's struggling. They're not doing so well. So I'm going to go to a location. And I'm going to go and I'm going to put here some money. Here. From me to you. But again, if you have strategy and you're focused and able to gamble for a long period of time, and I think you'll be fine. Again, you might stink at first, but if you practice, practice makes perfect. And there's all type of gambling. What am I directing ourselves to? Just casinos. You got gambling in sports. You got gambling online. Those gambling websites, it's amazing. You can gamble money. You just put the credit card on a account, and you can do it right from your phone. Amazing. Right from your smartphone. Who needs to travel and waste all that gas no more? Nope, no problem. We're going right to the casino. We're going right to the iPhone. Click on the app. It'll notify you. Your bet's up next. Go. Okay. Thank you. When she was talking, my guest, about, I don't know, I forgot to mention this, I wanted to really quickly, how if you go to a machine and your machine gets exhausted or you're not winning anything, you go to another machine. Who remembers the episode from Friends? Joey goes all the way to Las Vegas for that movie and the movie ends up tanking. Howard knows what I'm talking about. He watches Friends. And Phoebe sees a lady who every time Phoebe leaves the machine, this older lady comes and uses it and she wins loads of money. So Phoebe does the same to her and she ends up getting kicked out of the casino. So that's a myth now. Because Connie said that if you see a machine and you're losing and you're losing, go to another machine. In Friends, they suggest that you go to that machine. And because the machine has been losing so much that eventually the machine wants to, okay, you win. Like what Connie said, though, that can't happen. Because logically, if the machine always let you win, there'll be no money to give out later on and the casino would go out of business. Yes, I love using my friend analogies on the program. Let's get into a sound clip of wisdom. Sound clip that we play at the end of the program. It gives you a message that you can take with you. You can speak about it with your friends, family, or me off the air. Now has become more of a clip where we discuss a brand new issue on the program. And of course, we run out of time, so we let you speak to me off the air about it. This particular clip is by Jobs, it's the movie Jobs. Ashton Kutcher played Steve Jobs. And if you remember on the program, we spoke with the movie critic from The Examiner, May Abdullahi. We spoke to her about the movie and how the movie got criticized. It didn't do so well, got rushed to make. In the movie, there's a special clip. And it kind of explains what Steve Jobs was and what was his role in society. And the conversation we're going to bring out is how you can be something different and make a difference in the world. There's so many people out there who get judged by the status quo, who get judged by people around them, ended up being the smartest people on earth, CEOs to one of the greatest inventors of all time. And that's what this clip really shows. Pretty motivational. So for all of you guys who want that clip to push you through life, you can. So here it is, a motivational speech. It's when Ashton Kutcher playing Steve Jobs was recording a clip. And this is what he said.
When you grow up, you tend to get told the world is the way that it is. Your life is just to live your life inside the world and try not to bash into the walls too much. But that's a very limited life. Life can be much broader once you discover one simple fact, and that is that everything around you that you call life was made up by people that are no smarter than you. And you can change it. You can influence it. You can build your own things that other people can use. It's to shake off this erroneous notion that life is just there and you're just going to live in it versus embrace it, change it, improve it, make your mark upon it. And once you learn that, you'll never be the same again.
So, what are we gonna do now?
We're gonna put a dent in the universe.
Here's to the crazy ones. The misfits. The rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them. Because they change things. They push the human race forward. And while some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius. Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do. That.
Are you someone like that? Are you someone who might be a little bit different? But you have something that I might not have. An idea? I don't know. Something that we've never seen before? I remember there was a time in this country when we were like that. We came about, and we said we wanted this to be built. We wanted to take this expenditure, take this piece of technology, or take something brand new. Only in Hollywood. Now look where it is. It's on top. Are you someone like that? Building Legos to building something that we've never seen before. That's what Steve Jobs was. That's what you could be. I think here in the program, we did just that. People want me to wake up, go to work, 9 to 5, go home, kiss the wife. Some suitcase blue tie job. Do your own radio program. What? Who would do that? Well, I did that. I did something new. Syndicating a radio program from my own home, taking different ideas and technologies, putting them together. Okay, maybe I didn't build an iPhone, or I didn't bring a bicycle, but I think we did something that's not the status quo. There's going to be many people out there who are going to push you down, who will give you a weird eye, yet you are same. You're all born the same way. You're humans. You have a brain. It's how you use it. It's who you're raised by. The society you're around is what will make the best out of you. How many people out there you know that could be so much more, but because where they live, who they interact with, it's different. It's a different world, a different story. I loved about this clip was when he says, we're going to put a dent into the earth. He said that because he wants to take the earth that's just round, and he wants to take it. He wants to make a mark. He wants to show people that what we did was something you've never seen before. But what it's going to do is one thing: change the way the world goes round. You're going to have misfits. You're going to have geeks. You're going to have people who are taller and smaller. But it does not give you the right to say that they can't be any more than what you want to be. Jobs. Might not have been the best movie, but definitely gives you a pretty good message. If you want to be a teacher, that's fine. You want to be a scientist, that's fine. If you want to change the world, there's no reason why anyone should judge you also. No reason why. No reason to. Want to thank my mom, my dad, my brother. Thank you. Love you. Appreciate it. Want to thank our two guests tonight, Ralph Witterhan, archaeologist and aviation historian, speaking about Malaysian Flight 370. I want to thank Connie Allen, blackjack dealer and casino expert, for coming on, telling us about her book and maybe some ways we can win some money. I want to thank those who tweeted, emailed. I want to thank my crew, Howard Forrest, phone screener, Mary Clisson Skowski, producer, Moon Summer voiceover personality. I want to thank my affiliates, It's Your Radio, Audio Graded, Transformation Talk Radio, Route 1 Radio, AMWBLQ, I'm missing Route 1 Radio, AMWBLQ 1230. Coming. You keep coming, I'll keep informing. You keep coming, keep informing. It's kind of a give and take. YoAndrewAndTiff.com. Don't be left behind. Listen to the Listen Talk Show.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or the DrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.